Okay, that here we go. We're going to start it this way. Here's how we're starting. Should GSM have a TikTok account? Betsy Alfin, your thoughts, please.
I would say, in my personal opinion, I believe GSM does need a TikTok. I think it is the new medium, and we must stay relevant. And
who will run this account?
Of course I will. We have to have the most trendy person.
Wow, that's a big assumption.
I'm more trendy than you.
What are you
talking
about?
Look at my outfit.
I'm wearing... No, nobody can see our outfits.
You're
look
wearing
at me.
Yellow and red.
I have a scarf on.
He's wearing yellow
no,
and red.
No, I have a scarf. I have a cool hat and, like, just really nice shoes that are definitely not, like, old and gross. Like, I look great right now. I'm very fashionable. I'm wearing a striped
Excuse
button-up
me?
Shirt with
Don't
my
cut
jeans.
Me off. Don't cut me off. I was speaking. I said the most trendy person would run it. I didn't say who would star.
Oh. Or would it be me?
Are it would be you starring.
I am star.
And you were so rude to me just then. I'm giving it to
off.
Someone else.
Thanks. All right, well,
I'm the producer and manager of our TikTok.
If anyone has any great ideas for GSM TikToks, let us know.
No.
What would we do?
We would just follow all that. We would just do similar things. We would use the same sound. We wouldn't create new.
Don't recreate the wheel. Just hop on the back of
we
things that are already
working. We would hop on
all
the
really.
Viral and the trending.
Great.
Things. That's exactly what we would do.
Perfect.
It would be great.
You know what that makes me think of?
What?
Back in like the early 2000s, every mall, because malls were like still a big thing then. Every mall had a kiosk within that mall. And at that kiosk were shirts that looked like brand name things, but they said Jesus on them.
Oh, man.
Like the Reese's, the Reese's shirts that said Jesus with like the peanut butter cups behind it.
I remember those. That was a good marketing campaign.
Just steal,
you tricked them.
Steal other...
You tricked.
Mom, I bought this new Coca-Cola shirt. Wait a minute. It says Christ on it.
Oh, no. I'm a Christian now. Yeah.
It's like every brand, they were like, how do we turn this into a Christian thing? And that was the kiosk in the mall. It was just shirts of plagiarism.
Oh, man. I remember that. Even then, that made my skin crawl.
I had one of those shirts. Don't look at me like that.
What
I was a cool hip
what was
kid.
What was the brand?
I don't even remember.
You do remember.
No, I don't.
You do remember it was the Reese's one.
It was.
That was the first one you said. You memorized it.
Don't tell anyone. Also, speaking of Reese's, so we haven't actually done a show since Halloween. Can you tell me the name of the candy that is by Reese's, but it comes in small pieces?
Reese's? Pieces.
Stop it. You're fired.
Okay. That's how it goes.
It's are you serious?
That I know that's not how you say it. It's easier to say it though.
No, it's not. Reese's pieces. Say it with me.
Reese's pieces. No, because you're saying what are you saying?
Reese's pieces.
I say Reese's.
That's not right.
Well, I say it. Reese's.
It sounds like America in
2020. Reese's.
That's not right. Well, I'm doing it anyways.
Reese's. I say Reese's.
It's Reese's. It's the guy's name. It was his candy. It belonged to somebody named Reese. He made it.
I don't know.
So it's his.
I don't know. It's a difficult candy name to say.
What does pieces rhyme with?
Pieces?
Yes, the word pieces. If you looked at that candy and you were like, this word rhymes with pieces, how would you say it? don't shy away from this one.
I don't know. Crunch bar.
All right, get out. Get out. Ladies and gentlemen, please pause for an intermission while I look for another co-host.
Do, 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 do.
It's the Wii Sports song. Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Anyways, all right, for anybody who made it through that opening section,
well done.
We're glad that
you get a
here.
Reese's Pieces.
No, stop it. We'll send it to your front door. Anyways, so this last week, it's funny because we say this last week, but really we haven't had an episode in like 2 or 3 weeks. I was on vacation. I was in Tennessee, so I was gone that week. And then the next week, we just had a couple things pop up at the office where we were really busy. So we ended up not having time to record. Betsy has limited hours to do things. And so we decided.
My fault.
It was, definitely. It's definitely not because I wasn't there that day.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, but anyways, that's beside the point. Went on vacation, that was great. I was wondering what, over the last maybe like 2 or 3 weeks now, have you kind of noticed, like you maybe being challenged with, or just like what you've been learning, maybe a verse, something that you've been just like looking at or reading over and over again, anything.
Anything.
I just want to know what Jesus is teaching you.
Well, I have been looking at the book of Proverbs.
You've moved on from Exodus.
I moved on. Okay?
You took an Exodus from the book of
Exodus.
I took
an Exodus. All right. I love Exodus.
I do too.
It was great. I was getting to a place where I was like, I don't want to read about laws anymore right now, currently.
You just need a break.
You need a break from reading about laws.
I
Those
read
are very
for
important.
5 minutes now. It's time to take a break.
Okay. So I moved on to Proverbs. And I don't really like think I've ever really spent a whole lot of time in Proverbs. Like the books I don't normally go to are Proverbs and Psalms, which I feel like are ones that most people go to. I don't know.
I would actually agree with that because I feel like so many people go there all the time that it's like, I can't, I have to be different.
Yeah. I have to be different.
I can't read the same thing. Everybody
so
else.
True. So I was looking
trendy
at
trendy in yeah, my Bible reading.
I'm trendy. So I've been reading Proverbs. Okay. I'm not super far into it because I've been like, I like to spend a little bit longer time on smaller sections. Mm-hmm. So I'm like just in like chapter two. But chapter one, I really liked. The first part was really cool to read through in the midst of all of like the election. It was, it's like the root of wisdom. Is the fear of the Lord.
Oh, yeah, that's verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yeah. So I liked looking at that and, like, reading through it. And the idea of the fear of the Lord being, like, the start of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I feel like that's not normally where we would think wisdom starts. I think a lot
it's
of times
Google.
What?
Wisdom starts with Google.
Yeah, wisdom starts with Google. But, like, I just thought it was cool that it was, like, it wasn't about, like, wisdom starts with, like, reading a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. Or, like, going out and learning a bunch of things. It was about, like, fearing the Lord, which is, like, the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, respect to you and to him. So I thought that was really cool.
I think that brings up an interesting point of, and maybe this is what we can kind of chat through today. The difference between wisdom and knowledge, I feel like, is something that is, I feel like there's a big difference there, but I would say that we don't always see them as two separate things. But do you think that they're different?
Well, I guess now that you pose that question, I do.
I think before I told you the answer. What do you think?
I think they have like a different tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like knowledge is a lot more like intellectual brain power, learning things, facts, information, and wisdom is a little bit more like knowledge into practice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like situational.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess that's kind of how I would like describe it.
Yeah. I would say that we say that like somebody who's old, right, is wise. What do we like base that off of usually?
Because of their experience.
Yeah, life experience. So we assume wisdom comes from experience and knowledge comes from kind of this like desire to learn, like or reading or gathering. It's almost more informational, I feel like, and less experiential. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Wisdom, yeah, wisdom being more experiential, and then knowledge being more informational in terms of things that you know. So, but just this whole, so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so even thinking about, I feel like when I read this verse, I assume I replace knowledge like just with like, oh, it's the beginning of wisdom. Like I've actually probably have said that before. Oh yeah, right. Like doesn't the Bible say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Like, but it's actually the beginning of knowledge. Like we can observe and study and read and do all these things, but without understanding who the maker of everything is, I feel like our knowledge will be misinformed or is almost pointless in a sense. I feel like that's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
So that without knowing the Lord, without understanding who has made everything that we see around us and just seeing his creation and recognizing that he is there, like I feel like we can have all the knowledge, worldly knowledge or worldly wisdom that we feel like we can garner or gain, but that we're still like missing out on something else at that point. I think it's hard to put a finger on.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So, yeah, that's good. No, I feel like that's a good spot to land. Like for you, I feel like that's a good place to be at. The fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I do like Proverbs. I feel like it's good. I would say, so for me, one place that I have been digging into that's been really good. I've been following along, obviously, with kind of where we were at in 1 Peter. But the end part of 1 Peter, as I dug into that, it took me to Romans chapter 12. And I feel like this has been a big challenge. As we've talked through Peter, like from the front with Mike, just tons of really, really good practical application of like, this is the way that a follower of Jesus should live their life. And so most people know Romans 12, like 12:1 of to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And so like, I feel like we know that the whole idea of a living sacrifice, but as we were digging through 1 Peter, and it kind of has this similar list of marks of a Christian, there's a very similar passage in Romans 12 where it starts in 9, and Paul's writing, and he says, "Let love be genuine, hate what's evil, hold fast to what's good, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor, don't be slothful in zeal, but be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in it." Like he continues on, but there's just kind of these marks of living, and we've even talked about them in the middle school room where we looked at verse 14. It says, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be proud, don't be haughty, but associate with the lowly and never be wise in your own sight." So it's funny. The reason that I thought about that was because we were talking about wisdom, and so that like triggered that verse even in my head of like, don't be wise in your own sight. And so just this whole idea of we do have our own idea of what wisdom is and what knowledge is, but it should be different. And so kind of packed in this whole like list of things that we've been looking at and that I've even been reading about, like, is wisdom. So, and I feel like that's, as I've had conversations with people, just trying to figure out like kind of what's going on and trying to process this year, like, thinking about, well, I need wisdom to be able to deal with what's going on. How do I do that? And so it's funny, I was actually talking to your dad. and he was like, remember James 1:5? And I'm just like,
no.
No. No. And I'm like, I feel like I should.
So I know the best thing about my dad is he memorizes so much scripture. Whenever he's talking to you, he also assumes that you also have memorized it. He doesn't act like, I know this, you don't. He's always like, you remember that verse.
Like, I know. I feel like I have, like, different scriptures memorized, right? But there's so many available things to memorize that it's like, I don't think I have the same thing memorized that you do. Which is just really...
You remember.
Really, yeah, you remember, right? And so James 1:5 is this, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." So that's even different than what we were talking about. That wisdom we think is like more experiential and it comes with age. But it's like scripture tells us that you can get wisdom without by asking. Like not you don't have to wait until you're like 85 and it's like now I'm wise because I've lived.
Now I'm
wise. Yeah. I don't know. So it's that wisdom is something that comes from the Lord. Like and all we have to do is ask for it, which is this weird thing. But also that wisdom, apparently throughout scripture, is a mark of a follower of Christ or as somebody who fears the Lord. Mm. Like that wisdom comes from that, and it's kind of this theme throughout scripture that wisdom should be something that believers possess. Like that it is, that we have this wisdom because of our fear of the Lord, because of our asking for it, because of our understanding of who he is. And I would say that a lot of the times it's easy to just swap out godly wisdom for worldly wisdom, like to take advice from people who don't have kind of the same set of beliefs or are not grounded in scripture. Like, and we look at what they're saying and we're just like, oh man, like that's super smart. And there's good, like general knowledge and wisdom about things, but like the highest form of wisdom being godly wisdom. And so it's an interesting thing to say, like, that should be something that we're seeking after. And that should influence the way that we live our lives. Like, I don't know. I think about it like this. If you think about the most godly person, you know, like, or somebody that you would characterize as like, I would model my walk with Christ after them. Do you feel like that person is wise?
Yes.
Yeah. And the people that we look at and we say, wow, that they've been really bad decisions, like, or just they've missed it, like, we would say, okay, there's no wisdom there. Mm-hmm. But I know believers, people that are older, where you look at them and it's just like, I feel like you've been doing this for a long time. Why is there no wisdom in the things that you're doing? And so it's not something that just like automatically appears.
Yeah. It doesn't just come with age.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a certain age to be wise.
Yeah. Godly wisdom. Yeah. That you can have. So I feel like that's encouraging for me as like a younger person, that it's like, okay, I can be wise in the things that I'm doing and the things that I'm choosing and the way that I'm following Jesus. And I feel like there's sometimes pushback from older generations on younger generations of just like, well, you're doing it wrong. Or like, mm-hmm. this isn't the way that I did. Like, and I would say that I think if you're seeking godly wisdom, I think the age gap in there is like, it doesn't matter as much. Which hopefully is encouraging to students that like, you can still be wise as a student.
Mm-hmm. I think that we saw that they were wise when we have them do the breakouts.
Yeah.
In the other room. Yes. And we have discussions. Like, I think we see that they're wise because of the things that they are coming up with their questions and like talking through big topics in Christianity. Mm. I think we see that they are wise. They have wisdom.
Yeah. I think sometimes we underestimate students and just the way that they're able to contribute and participate in different conversations. So, especially about the church and kind of what we're doing. So, yeah, I feel like that's good. I don't know. I was thinking about just wisdom. And then as you talked about that, that sparked that verse in my head of just like the way that we're supposed to live as believers and how wisdom is a part of that. But also just right now with everything that's been going on from the election to just COVID and yeah, just this whole last year, like that we need to continue to be making wise choices. We need to use godly wisdom in the way that we're interacting with people around us and like in the way that we're loving the people around us. Like, I think that's important. So yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably good.
I think so.
I think that's good. All right, cool. Well, hey, thanks for listening, hanging out, and spend the In-Between Podcast with Adam.
And Betsy.
That's right. Sorry, I spoke for you.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Sorry.
We will talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.